Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. How's your week been? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what's going on in your life. So I'm now in Boulder. It was just in New York where I saw The Color Purple. And you all loved the show with Bree Jackson last Sunday from The Color Purple. That was a good show. She was a lot of fun. Well, I'm going back to see it because Heather Headley's last performance is October 2nd. And then on October 4th, welcomes Jennifer Holliday. So that's just the news I have for you. But also, there's been some hot topic news. And it's been about marriage and divorce and relationships and celebrities and, you know, the kind of stuff that you guys like to hear from time to time. So we're bringing it to you tonight on Max and Friends. We're going to talk about some hot topics. You know who we're talking about? Brad and Angie, Brangelina, as they call them. But we have an expert coming on tonight who has a really fabulous book called Date Like a Girl and Marry Like a Woman. Jessica Bonavac is going to join me shortly because we're going to talk about the relationship that they have and that many people have. And is divorce the right thing? Or can a marriage be saved? Well, Jessica's going to tell you how to do it. Her new book, again, is called Date Like a Girl and Marry Like a Woman. You can find her on Twitter at Jessica Bonavac. But she's going to be here shortly because we're going to talk about her book and we're going to talk about relationships and types of men and types of women and what's really going on. It's nice to have a relationship expert, sex expert, dating advice expert on the show because it's nice to hear what people can do in their lives to fix their relationships if you want your relationship fixed. Sometimes maybe you want out. So if that's the case, let me know what's going on in your life always and tweet me at Max Tucci. In just a little bit, Nikki Haskell is going to join us because she's got a lot to say about Brad and Angie. She's got the inside scoop, always she does. So stay tuned because right now on Max of Friends, I'm going to play you one of my favorite songs and we'll be right back.
I've seen this life from high and low and all that's in between. I've danced with dukes, crooned with counts, been courted like a queen. But when I see what's in your heart, all the past is blurred. The grace you bring into this world's too beautiful for words. You hide your head under your wings, just like a little bird. Too beautiful for words. See, you're too beautiful for words.
LA Talk Radio, this is
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and now it's time for Hot Topics.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
This is Hot Topics, and of course, the best person to bring on about anything Hollywood, and New York for that matter, is Nikki Haskell. Welcome back to Max and Friends, Nikki.
Thanks, honey. It's nice to be back. You know how much I love doing your show.
Well, and you know I love having you on Hot Topics, but before we get into the whole Brad and Angie divorce, you've got some things happening in your life that are hot topics. So what's going on, Nikki?
Well, first of all, on Tuesday night, the documentary on PBS at 9 o'clock on Donald, an hour on Donald and an hour on Hillary. That's, I'm on that. But the most exciting thing, of course, is all my television shows going up on Amazon Prime. And 11 shows just went up the other day with Andy Warhol and Yoko Ono. And it's interesting because I saw the Beatles documentary last night, and it's, you know, she had all this, she did a video with him, with John Lennon, that they wouldn't let show on television, but they let him show it on the Nikki Haskell show. So that just went up.
And you have the archives, and the archives are being put on Amazon Prime. Now, also, a lot of your footage is going to be on this documentary on PBS on Tuesday,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, a lot of my footage, yes, because I'm the first person that ever shot Donald Trump. I worked with Donald on the groundbreaking, topping off, and building of the Trump Tower. Yeah. And I have, you know, wonderful interviews with him along the way, very telling. You know, Donald told me he wanted to be president then.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that's always been on his mind. He's you know, when you grow up, you think you want to be a fireman. You say, no, I want to be a president.
Well, you know,
and here
what?
I am.
And here he is, and he's running, and so is Hillary. And the documentary that Nikki Haskell is on PBS this Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, check out Amazon Prime to get the Nikki Haskell show, because it is years of amazing footage documented of tons of celebrities, not only at Studio 54, but in New York and around the world. But Nikki, since you know the celebrity scoop, you've been a part of it forever, let's talk about the hot topic, which is Brad and Angie getting divorced. What's going on? What do you say? And what would you have done to save the marriage?
Well, you know, I think that the marriage has been in trouble for a while. You know, it's very hard. Listen, I don't know either one of them, mm-hmm. but I have always been madly in love with Brad Pitt. And I think that she looks at me, and of course I don't know her, and I'm really not one to judge. She looks like she's very difficult and very controlling. And, you know, I know for a fact from a lot of his friends, you know, that they've separated from the troops. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't have anybody to hang out with. He's no longer, you know, part of the group anymore. And I think the fact that they made two terrible movies back to back with each other, that has to be sort of grueling. And you know what they say? You lose him the way you found him. He was cheating on his wife. You know, she said that she wasn't having an affair with him. But it's pretty hard not to cheat with your leading lady.
I love how you call the thing a thing, Nikki.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard. You know, relationships at best are hard.
Yeah.
And 10 years in show business is like 100 years in the regular world. And I think they've always had a lot of problems. They have 7 children, from what I've heard from people that know them as well as they do, that the kids are wild Indians, you know, that they don't have a lot of control. And
right.
you know, she's, you know, Angelina Jolie looks to me like she lives in a dream world.
Yeah. Well, you know, why do you think that Hollywood marriages don't last?
I mean, regular marriages don't last. Forget a Hollywood marriage. It's hard to be married to someone. You know, you fought. And it's, you know, it's so funny. I said to Gina Lola Brigida one time, do you have affairs with all your leading men? She said, no, darling, I only have affairs with the directors. Ooh. But I would think that I had a lot of friends of mine that told me that, you know, when you're on location and you're making a movie, you're in love with your leading man no matter what. And then when the movie's over, it's over. It's like a momentary thing. But I've heard for a long time that their marriage has been in trouble.
Yeah. So what advice do you give for relationships and people that are getting into them and want to get married? What do you say? Because my next guest coming on, she has her book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, where she coaches women to really become polished and become confident. But what do you say to people who are starting relationships?
You know, you have to be honest. That's the most important thing. And, you know, listen, not everybody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you screw up and you make a mistake. Don't be afraid to say, I'm sorry. It's not the end of the earth. You know, women have no problem saying, I'm sorry. Men refuse to say it. You know, what happens in a relationship, men and women are so different. And, of course, when you first start going with somebody, everything seems like roses and fabulous in the first 6 months. You're madly in love. And then it starts to wane. You know, attention spans. We live in a world where attention spans are fleeting. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like the old days. I mean, I don't know how many friends you have that have been married for a long time. But,
right.
I mean, it's hard to stay married. Men are all, by definition, cheaters. It makes it difficult. Plus, there's a million women today that are jumping all over every guy. And, you know, you want to talk about Donald Trump. When Donald got married to Ivana, they were so devoted to each other, you can't imagine. And girls were jumping all over it. Girls are relentless. They don't care if you're married.
Right.
You say you're married, they go, oh, that's for the moment. So
yeah.
Anybody that's out there is fair game. You know, it's hard. Your husband goes away for 6 months making a movie. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know? You lose him the way you find him. And I think it's going to be very difficult for both of them.
Right.
Because I think they have a very full life. And, I mean, I think it's very intertwined with the children and the charities and this and that.
And a very public life, too. You know, when you're in this...
Not really as public as you think.
Well, public in the sense that, you know...
You see them.
But the reality is, if everyday people are getting divorced, they're not on the cover of every tabloid with all this speculation. So, I mean, you know, that in itself has got
But I'll tell you something. I don't think that he... I mean, I got a call yesterday from the New York Post that Brad had, you know, had abused the children. I can't ever imagine him doing that.
Right.
He's raised in a very religious home. His parents are religious. I don't see Brad ever doing anything like that. I don't see either one of them. I think they're both pretty good parents and spend a lot of time with their kids. You know, and it's a tough situation. I hate to see people get divorced. I'm the happily ever after girl. I like to see people, you know, fall in love, get married, live forever.
Yeah.
And that to me is like the best thing possible. So, I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well,
to me, it's so, I thought it very sad, but I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised because of the fact that I've heard this for a while.
Yeah.
You know, when you start making a movie and you're off someplace in Siberia and you're going with the United Nations and everything, you know, marriage is a full-time job.
Yep.
You know, so that itself is difficult.
It sure is.
They have homes everywhere. They're traveling everywhere. She's trying to, you know, save the world, you know, one country at a time. I always felt that I was always very surprised that she really never spent a lot of time saving, you know, the poor underprivileged children in the United States. I mean, we have so many, you know, homeless children and children that are not being educated. I don't know why you have to go to, you know, Africa to help foreign countries when there's so many people here that need help. So I always found that sort of, I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it, but I mean, I think you have to think about the people in the country that you live in first.
Well,
you know, there's a lot to be said for both of it. And I'm sure it's painful for both of them. And said that they blindsided him, that he wasn't expecting it at all.
Yeah.
But you know, listen, you're dealing with 10 children. He's a movie star. What does he know about dealing with children?
Right.
He's a star.
Well, and yeah, so are you, Nikki Haskell. So are you. And we've got to wrap this Hot Topic segment up, but I'm glad you joined us because you always give us the scoop. We're looking forward to see The Choice 2016 on PBS. Nikki's footage is in it. Go to Amazon Prime right now. Get The Nikki Haskell Show. Nikki, you know we're going to have October, which is just around the corner, because you're going to give us the full political dish, and I'm looking forward to having you back on.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait.
All right, darling. We'll have a wonderful weekend.
See you soon.
I'll see you soon.
Okay, darling. Okay, I love you.
Talk to you later, darling.
Too.
That was Nikki Haskell, everyone.
Bye.
That was Hot Topics, and now we're going to get into the show. Stay tuned.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was our Hot Topics. It's always fun to have Hot Topics on the show, but then it's nice to have someone come in who's an expert in the field of our Hot Topics, and that's Jessica and her book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. You can go right now to Twitter. I'm going to spell it for you, just in case you need help spelling it. It's at Jessica, JessicaBunevacz. Also look up Polished Woman, because that's what my next guest is. She's an author. She's a polished woman. She's an expert in dating and marriage and sex, and she's here on Max and Friends. Welcome, Jessica. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you? Good evening. How are you, Max?
I'm super. I'm so happy you're here, and I'm sure I butchered your last name, because even though you told me 10 times in a second,
yeah.
That's just how I am. So pronounce your last name on air from you to me.
Okay. American version is Jessica Bunevacz.
Bunevacz.
Yeah, so it's like V-A-T-C-H.
Yeah. But it's Hungarian, so you would really pronounce it how?
It's Bunevacz for Hungarian.
All right. So we've got to get into Jessica, because you are a polished woman. How did you come with the phrase polished woman, and how do you apply it into your daily life?
Well, for me, polished woman is a woman who is confident about herself, and who knows, you know, that she can do all the tools that she can. You know, she can be like a man, she can be like a woman, she can be a wife, she can be a mother, and she can be everything. That's, for me, that's a polished woman.
So you are a polished woman. How long does it take to become a polished woman?
Well, you can be a polished woman right away. You know, you just have to be confident about yourself and make sure you are really confident about yourself. You know, no insecurities, no nothing. And it's a lot of work to be a polished woman, to tell you the truth, but you gotta love it. You have to love to be a woman, to be a polished woman.
So what does a polished woman do that an unpolished woman doesn't do? Let's go into relationship aspect for her man. What does a polished woman do?
Well, a lot of things. Okay, a lot of women doesn't want being submissive to their husbands or to a man, right? I mean, but it's part of being a polished woman. It's part of saving your marriage to be better. And I feel like you have to do everything for your marriage to be successful or to be healthy, to maintain that bliss in a marriage. And there are a lot of things that you can do, you know, that we can talk about later on.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, so what I'm gathering is that confidence has a lot to do with being a polished woman, right?
Yes.
So how do you become confident after, let's say, years of an abusive relationship or after years of someone bringing you down? Where do you gather confidence from?
Well, I gather confidence from my inner self and from the past. Because the past, the pains, the heartaches, that's what actually will make you a woman stronger. And you got to move forward and forget, you know, you don't live on the past. You want to live on the present and use those experiences to make you stronger. And I think by accepting yourself and by, you know, accepting that, okay, I'm here now, I'm married, I want to make this marriage stronger, you'll do everything to make your marriage work, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's interesting because when you were saying you and then you correct yourself and said woman, but really this is bigger than just man or woman, because you really can be, you help everybody. You know, the book is called Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, but it could easily be made into Date Like a Boy, Marry Like a Man. Right?
Yeah, that's my next book.
That's your next book. Well, it's interesting because really confidence, you know, this is something that everyone has to deal with. And we all go through painful scenarios in life and relationships and everything. So when you speak to the audience tonight, even if you're a woman and you're listening to this, but if you're a guy and you're like, you know what, this is helping me, tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. The book is called Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. You'll find some great tips in there that we're going to talk about tonight. So speaking of painful relationships, I don't know how much detail you want to give us, but you've been through some relationships that weren't so nice.
Yes, a lot. You know, dating was my sport. I didn't have any sports except for dating. So it was a big part of my life, and I really studied every single guy that I've dated and every relationship that I had. So that was really, it was entertaining, but at the same time it was painful.
Yeah,
because, you know, I've been through a lot, and I had two wonderful kids doing that sports.
Right. your trophies.
Yeah, my trophies.
But in reality, you know, here we are laughing about it, but people really are going through a lot of relationship issues and problems and scenarios like Brad and Angelina Jolie. You know, we know that the Hollywood couple, and just that in itself must have so many hang-ups, because you're constantly in the public image, paparazzi. If you do one wrong move, you start judging. So if you were to be involved, because you are an expert in your field, you have clients, you have women all over the country.
Yeah.
You help them better their relationships. You help them become confident. You help them become polished women. So from an outsider's point of view, looking into Angie and Brad, what would you have done to help them if they were your clients?
Okay, to begin with, the answer, their relationship was wrong in the beginning. You get what I mean? Because, you know, he used to be married and she took him away from Jennifer Aniston, right? So that for me is a big no-no. I'm a very pro-marriage person. So I really, I save marriage as much as I can. Mm-hmm. But of course, it depends. It depends on the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. But if I were in the situation, I would. Brad is a high profile guy. And Angelina, I feel like she's the more dominant and the more controlling in the relationship, mm-hmm. in the marriage. And so Brad is, he's a Sagittarius. I don't know if people believe in this, but I'm married to a Sagittarian, and I know how they are. It's not that they're egoistic, mm-hmm. but they want to be the father. They want to be the head. And once you are being controlled by a woman, they don't like that.
Hello.
They won't be happy.
You can translate that into woman or man, because I dated a Sag too, and they sit on their high horse very proudly.
Yeah.
So if, you know, let's just go with this right now. So someone who's dominant, right, like, or has a dominant sign, let's say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How does one play into, let's say, a submissive role, but still hold their integrity without being like a total submissive jackass?
Well, you can still be submissive and be dominant at the same time, but not too much. You know, I remember I in my book, I said this, that the guy is the head. Mm-hmm. You have to make them feel that they are the man of the family, the head of the family, and women are the neck. You cannot move your head without the neck.
Come on,
so in short, yeah,
you're saving right? for relationships right now.
Right. So the guy cannot move without the woman. Mm-hmm. In a way, you can be controlling, but in a sweet, girly way, mm-hmm. in a womanly way, and not like controlling him. Like, okay, this is what I want you to do. And if you do this all the time, the guy will hate it. The guy will be miserable. The guy will start drinking. The guy will start going out and hanging out with friends. And I think this is what's happening.
And start having affairs.
Yes. And I, you know what, but in fairness, okay, this is the other thing. In fairness to Angelina, I had a full hysterectomy. Okay. And she did as well.
Okay.
It will take a very loyal, faithful, very in love man to stay with a woman who doesn't want to have sex. Because for a while, if you have hysterectomy, full hysterectomy, your hormones, your estrogen, they're all going to be messed up. And you just don't want to have sex at all. And there are a lot of things that you can do to help that. There are, you know, stuff that you can inject.
All right,
there
are
so stuff
what
that
are,
you can,
yeah. Yeah. What are they?
Yeah. Well, there are, you have to go to a naturopathic doctor, you have to go to a hormone doctor, and they will tell you what you need. I cannot, you know, I'm not an expert
on
that.
You're so
yeah, but
you're like, I'll give you the different advice, but if you want doctoral advice, go see a doctor.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I'm using one. So I'm right. using one of those that made me like, I want to, you know, do it all the time. But before when I just had my full hysterectomy, I literally didn't have sex with my husband for almost a year, and look what happened. You know, something happened that I was able to write in my book. So, yeah, it's very hard. Yeah,
it is very hard. But I want to talk about your book, Date Like a Girl and Marry Like a Woman. It's available right now on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. This is your first book. How does it feel for you to see your book being purchased and people reacting to it? How does that feel?
I love it. I love it. I specifically wrote this for women. I specifically wrote this for women who are having a hard time finding the right man. And then once they find the right man, then, you know, read the part two of the book, which is how to maintain the marriage.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited. And I've been so excited that I have helped a lot of, you know, marriages, and, you know, I've helped a lot of broken marriages. And and yesterday I just had, last week I just had a yoga retreat with some women, and this girl, she's a lawyer. I was first intimidated because she's a good lawyer. She's a, you know, high profile model. And I just talked to her and I said, what is happening to your marriage? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, my husband wants me to send him a nude photo. And I just made her, send her husband a nude photo. And the guy has been waiting this for 15 years. And he said, this was the best picture you've ever sent me.
Wow.
And the guy was so happy.
Okay, we're going to, because those are like really good relationship tips, but we're going to get to those in a minute. Let's get to the book. Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. What does it mean to date like a girl, and what does it mean to marry like a woman?
I want a woman to date. This is for single women. Mm-hmm. Single women, I want them to know her values. I want them to know that, you know, how to tolerate respect as opposed to just giving it all to the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, these are like guidelines and rules that you should be doing while you're dating a man or while you're dating the Mr. Right. Uh-huh. And then the marry like a woman, of course, is, you know, I have rules and anecdotes showcasing how to maintain a marriage, a happy marriage and uh-huh. a healthy marriage.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in a minute. But in your book, okay, so the dating aspect of your book, because lots of women say they cannot find a man. If they live in New York, all the men are gay. If they live in LA,
I'm a narcissist.
You hear this all the time, and you've typed out the men. So why is it that you feel that women can't find a man and a successful relationship? Is it really them, or is it really that 90% what they say of New York is gay or LA is married? What's really going on, Jessica?
You know, I don't believe that they cannot find a guy in New York, and I don't believe that they cannot find a girl, a guy in LA, because it's just the right, it's the timing, it's mm-hmm. how you do it, and it's how you make the guy see, you know, foresee yourself. Mm-hmm. I believe you have to have that confidence. Of course, you want to let them feel that you're dependent, but then again, not too much. You cannot show them that you don't need a man. Mm. I don't know. For some reason, for me, if you show the man, oh, I can pay for this, I can do this, you don't have to pick me up. They want to be, guys still want to be the man. And
wait,
women,
Stay right there. Because that's a big thing, going Dutch, and should the woman pay? Should the man pay? So I love that you just said that, because, you know, there are roles in relationships, whether or not everyone lives by them, or, you know, for me, I'm a very free spirit. So I just see everything, love and light, and just have fun with everything. But for women who want to get married to a man, and they're out at dinner, and let's say they're at a good fancy restaurant, and that bill is $300, $400, $500. We had a good bottle of wine, let's say, right? And a woman has to pay. What do you say to her?
What? Just say, no, I'll get this. And who invited? First of all, I want to know who invited who for dinner, right? But then again, for first date, I just feel that the guy should pay for the woman's, you know, bill. I mean, the meal.
And why do you
feel? I mean, it's just for respect.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if you really like the woman, take her out to dinner, not invite her to the house and make her sip. You know, a little bit like two sips of wine and then have sex. I just think that's not appropriate. I mean, it really depends on the woman. But, you know, once he invited you to the house, you already know that something is going to happen. You already know that you're going to have sex, right?
Right.
Why do you want to
let me ask
house?
You that question. Do you believe in sex on the first date?
I did that a couple of times, but you know what? Nothing happened. I mean, it wasn't. Yeah.
Well, because here's my thought, right, from my process.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have sex on the first date and you wait like 6 months or 5 months, or some people do this, so I'm not making this up, a year, or they're absent until they're married. What if then all of a sudden you waited this long time and the sex is horrible? You wasted this year.
I actually don't advise to wait that long. I wait. No, you know, there are not on the first night, but that's why there's second date, there's third date. You know what I mean?
According to Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, when is the right time for a woman to have sex with a man? How long should they?
You will know when the right time is.
Oh, got it. It's intuition.
Yeah. Yes.
It could be that first date in the bathroom right after dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
If you feel like, you know, you've earned your value, then, you know, whatever. You can go ahead. But don't expect. This is what I tell women. After you have sex, you can have sex on the first date or second date, third date. But I always tell them, don't expect them to call you back. Because once you expect them to call you back, then that's when you get hurt. That's when you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to call him. Why hasn't he texted? What? Maybe he's busy. Maybe he's like, no, it's, you know, that's that's just me. And it's so weird that when I don't expect,
overthinking. And because,
yes,
you know, there's a great saying, expectations lead to limitations.
Yes.
It's true.
It is true.
How many years are you married now, Jessica?
We're turning 16 this October.
So
yeah,
for those of you who are turning in tonight to Max and Friends, thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We're talking about the book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. My guest is Jessica Bunavach. Did I do it right?
Yes.
Yes. Because here, finally, Jessica Bunavach is here. And we're talking about relationships and sex and Angie and Brad. But really, this is a lighthearted conversation because that's what relationships should be. If you're overthinking, if you're stressing out, then really you need to get the confidence inside yourself to really start communicating, because there's a disconnect if you're stressing out and freaking out, and it could be with yourself. So let's talk about your book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. It's on Amazon right now. It's on Barnes & Noble right now. Go get the book. You talk about men as there's some types. So what are some types of men that women should stay away from, and what are the signs?
Well, the first one that I want women to stay away from is, of course, the married men. I'm very against women, single women who are dating married men. And for some reason, a lot of single women opt to date married men because they are being treated like a princess, you know, and they give everything to them. They have the best sex, you know, but that's a big no, you know, that's a big no-no for me.
Well, you know, a lot of women say that they like dating married men because the married men gives them the gifts and all the bullshit to wife, the arguments and all of that. No, it's a big, you know, I would call it almost an epidemic because there's a lot of, and you know, I could do whatever you want to do, what makes best for you, for me, you know, that's how I say it. But really, I think it's harmful because what it's saying is that it's not addressing the real situation at home for the married man.
Yeah.
Clearly you have a disconnect. Clearly there's something not going on that's right in the relationship. So you're just finding someone else to mess around with. So to me, it's like, talk about it. You know, it all comes down to communication. So a married man, you would say, stay away from because clearly there's a lack of communication. Right?
And it won't end up, you know what? It won't end up, you won't end up happy with the person.
No, if you end up with him, he's good to you too. Do you believe that?
Yeah. And you will think of, because he cheated from the wife. Do you think when you're together, I think this is the same thing that's happening to Brad and Angelina. Do you think that when you're together, do you think this guy will not cheat on you? I so believe in a saying that once you're a cheater, you'll always be a cheater unless you become, you know, you go to this religion that, you go to a faith where you're really into it.
But,
yeah,
you know, there's also patterns in pathology, right? So sometimes all guys know, and women too, because both men and women cheat, right? But the point is that it's a pattern, it's a pathology, and
it's
until that pattern pathology is disrupted by honesty,
yes,
communication, by confidence, by self-respect, it's going to continue.
Yes.
You know, and some people, it's fine. If that's how they want to live their life and their relationships, that's fine. But you're all about healthy relationships, and you're about relationships that have longevity. And the book is called Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman.
Marry Like a Woman.
What's another man that you tell women to stay away from?
I think there are two others. There's this one that I call narcissist, and there's this one that I call Mr. Shady. I think narcissist, if you can, you know, give him the accolades 5 minutes every day, you know what I mean? Like every day of his life forever, then, you know, I think this relationship would work. But it's just so hard to be married to a narcissist because everything is all about him. You talk about him. There is nothing that he will agree with what you say or with what you want or with what you need because everything is all about him. And I have advised like a couple of women who have dated narcissists, and it's just so hard. They just end up, you know, they just end up being heartbroken, and nothing is ended well. So that's one thing. And I know that there's a lot of that here in LA.
And also New York and also Chicago and also Texas. Listen,
exactly.
I think it's fair enough to say that a lot of men who are successful, you know, not all of them, but a good majority of them, successful men who have money, who a lot of women are attracted to, know that they can play the narcissistic card because it's all about them. And if you want it from me, then you've got to stroke me. You've got to, you know, it's got to be all about me. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why does it sound like relationships are so hard, Jessica? Is there light at the end of the tunnel?
It is so hard. There is. You will find that person. Trust me. You will.
I'm fine, by the way. I am all good.
I'm a woman.
If you're looking. But now here's my question. Is everybody really made for being in a relationship?
Well, they're not everyone. But then again, Max, I have talked to a couple of very independent women. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, when you get older, we all need love. We all need to be loved. We all need to be with someone when we grow old. We don't really want to die alone, right? I mean, you want to be with somebody that loves you, that will truly care for you. Yeah. Yeah, and even if you're the most successful person in this planet's world, you have all the money, at the end of the day, you want to come home and be with someone.
Yeah.
So
love that, because that's why we're here. We're here to love, you know, and I think that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
And really, that's what we're born with. We're born with the desire to love and to be loved.
Yeah.
I'll share a story. Yeah. My mom has been a widow for like 30 years, right? Never remarried. And there were moments where she could have been married. She met these men, et cetera, throughout her 30 years of being a widow. And for whatever reason, she never remarried. Now, you know, she's having...
That is love, though. Right?
Yeah, she's, you know, that is love. She's in Florida, Connecticut, Italy, et cetera. But the point is that my sister has someone in her life and she doesn't. And I think that it's nice that for someone like my mother to have someone in their life where they can go to the movies with, where they can go to, you know, theater with, dinner with. It doesn't have to be about sex.
Yeah.
You know, so the joke is that my mom just needs a gay best friend who will take her to the ballet. But at the end of the day, you know, it's nice to have someone like you're saying that you two can have companionship with and that there's a mutual love with. So,
but you know what? But your mom has you and your sister.
But let me tell you something as a child, because your children, you have children, but there are some of them are older too. But that's a responsibility and a role that children should not have to take on when they are in their own relationships. It's not my role to make sure that my mother's happy and loved in a relationship.
Yeah.
I can love my mother, go to the movies, etc. But she, you know, it's nice for her to have someone else that she can invest time into, because I'm living my own life. So I'm not taking the role of being my mother's. My mother's compassion. Trust me. Because at the time, I had to make sure my mom was okay. No, not anymore. Now it's about me and my relationship. And I think that's where a lot of people need to, you know, the in-laws become an issue for those who, you know. But really, I think that's why when you have a very confident, strong relationship, right, you don't have to let other people enter into it. Siblings or
of course.
In-laws of course. Or children. You have, because there's that bond you have with each other. So how do we keep that bond? Yours is 16 years now. How do you keep the bond in a relationship going? What do you suggest women who are listening right now who are like, my relationship sucks. My man, you know, women always think, not always, but a lot of women think that their men are cheating on them or going, you know, if they're going to the office, are they really going? If going to the gym, are they really going to the gym? So how do you tell women, because you have a lot of clients, so how do you teach women to keep the spice going in their relationships? What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, I always ask them, do you want to save the marriage? And if they say yes, then you got to do something. You can't just sit down there and, you know, you can't just sit down there and not do anything if you know that your man is cheating. You got to do something. It's either you can, you know, confront him and talk to him or be a polished woman. Mm-hmm. Change your ways, go to the parlor, go to the salon and have changed your total look and become the girlfriend that he used to date. You know, and for me, that's when I always say this. Once you're married,
don't stop being the lover. You want to maintain that lover and not be just a wife and a mother.
So
you want to be.
Yeah, you go on date nights, don't you? Even though you're married 16 years. Yeah.
Yes, I do. And I never repeat my clothes. Even if I borrow clothes from my friends, I never, because I want him to see, wow, where'd you, you don't want to repeat clothes when you go on date nights, because you want him to, you want to make him feel that the date night is important and not go on a flip-flop or
sweat. You
want it to be like a date. Yeah. So you're going to do something. And for me, the most important part of this is like love. Mm-hmm. You got to have to love your relationship. You have to love yourself. You have to love your husband. You have to love your family to save this marriage, to maintain this happy marriage. Because if there's no love in you, you can't give love to anyone.
I love that.
So I think that. Yeah.
I love that. That is so key to relationship. Now, what if there's a woman out there listening right now and she says, yeah, but guess what, Jessica? I don't want to save my marriage. So what do I have to do? Because a lot of women don't have the courage to actually go through with breaking up with the relationship. So what do you advise women to do if they feel really that they've exhausted all their options? They've read your book, Date Like a Girl, Married Like a Woman, and they're like, you know what? I just don't feel it anymore. What do you say to them?
Well, I think I'm going to call them selfish. I said this to one person. I think I'm going to call them selfish, because if you have kids, it depends on the marriage as well. Unless you're being beaten by the guy or, or something really horrible happened to your marriage. But if not, think of your kids. You know, I'm just very blessed that I have two wonderful kids that were adopted by my husband. But we were in a, like my first daughter, we were on the verge of, she was getting into a lot of things when she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. It's just selfishness if you don't want to, save your marriage, because you're only thinking about yourself. You're not thinking about your kids.
But let's say there's no kids. Let's say there's no kids. Let's paint every scenario possible, because people really, they want to hear, people want to hear what they want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I get that.
I'm not like that though.
No, I love it. I love the fact that you're like, listen, if you've got a husband, if you've got kids and you just don't want to do the work anymore, then you're selfish. Mm-hmm. I respect that.
Yeah.
But now what if there's no children involved? And we don't have to be that extreme about, abusive relationships. Let's just say that the love is longer there. And that's something that they naturally really feel. What do you say to help them, encourage them to either stay or not to stay? But if they really feel there that it's no longer there, what do you say?
If there's the love is no longer there, and if there's no third party, then there's no kids, I will, I will let them go, do what you think is good for you, but don't turn back. Because at the end of the day, I advise, but then I make them decide, on their own. Because at the end of the day, it's still going to be you who will decide.
You just said don't turn back, because I think that once you feel like, okay, you have the courage to leave and now you're ready to move on with your life. And then, that happens, then you've moved out and you're on your own and you're in your apartment or your home or in your bed or wherever. And you're like, oh my God, I miss him now. Then what do you?
I just want to make sure that there's no third party, because it's very easy to say I'm not in love anymore because you've met someone else, or that's just, for me, that's just BS.
Yeah.
So if you're not seeing anybody and you just think that it's over, then you know what? Do it. It's your life. It's your relationship. It's your marriage.
So let me ask you, how do you measure a successful relationship?
If you're confident about your marriage, if you're confident about your relationship, if you can trust your husband, if you can trust, your spouse or your partner, you trust each other. And if you know at the end of the day that you can't wait to be with each other, that's when I know I'm very much in love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just in a yoga retreat, and on the second day I was already crying. I want to go home.
You were talking about sexting, so that's something that you advise to do.
Oh, yes, yes. That's very important. We just want to make sure that after you, you know, after you send that, make sure if you have kids to just delete that because your kids might see all the photos. It's not good. But, you know, I believe in sexting. I believe in, you know, sending each other, you know, compliments and sweet stuff. Don't stop doing that. Don't stop saying I love you. Don't stop saying, you know, like sexy words or, you know, things that will turn him on or something. Don't stop that because that maintains the whole intimacy.
Mm. Jessica,
I love that.
You can come on this show anytime because there is so much we can talk about. But you know, I love it. I'm just reading a Facebook update right now, and someone wrote, "Self-care isn't selfish." And that's, you have to be a polished woman. Go take care of yourself is what Jessica Navash is saying. The book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, is available now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Go get your copy today. Follow Jessica on Twitter. Also, Jessica, what do you want readers to get from your book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman?
My book is the friend you wish you had all along. And this best friend, this book will be your best friend. It's the best friend that you've never had before who will tell you the truth and the things that you don't really want to hear. So
that's how simple
that's
it
what
is.
They'll get.
You know what? I love when there's clarity and you know exactly what people are going to get from your book. So before I let you go, Jessica, thank you so much for being here. Again, everyone, the book is called Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. My guest is Jessica Bonavent.
Thank you.
Now, listen,
thank you.
You've got a lot happening. How can people reach you? The best way is through Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter. I have Instagram, Polished Woman, and I have Facebook, Polished Woman as well.
You're just...
And I have, actually, I have, I just, I'm fixing my website, which is www.polishedwoman.com.
Perfect.
They can still reach me there. Yeah.
Can reach you there. Now, before I let you go, what do you want to tell women tonight for this week and for their relationships? What do you want women to know from you to them?
Just give love. Love yourself. Give love to everyone. Be confident about yourself. And by date like a girl, marry like a woman.
And on that note, I'm going to say thank you so much to my guest, Jessica, for
being
on Max Friends. I love you all for tuning in. Take life to the max. And remember this week, it's all about love. I mean, that's just basically what we always, even last week we talked about it, this week we talked about it. So clearly there's a really strong connection that I think everyone needs to hear about loving yourself and loving everyone else. Because if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Take that over the bridge.
Yeah.
I love you all for tuning in tonight. Take life to the max. And I say unto you, good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends.